Rick Brenner, President, Chief Executive Officer, Michigan International Speedway. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
Very good. I know busy times for you, and let's start right out. Tickets on sale just about a week away, I think.
Yeah, February 8th, we go on sale with the both of our weekends, our big race weekends, June 8th through the 10th. Three races, the ARCA Racing Series, the LTI Printing 250 NASCAR Xfinity Race, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the Firekeepers Casino 400. And, of course, then in August, the 10th to the 12th, we have the qualifying, practice and qualifying day for the Monster Energy Cup Series. Then we've got the Camping World Truck Series and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday. So really, really looking forward to it. We're off to a great start. We've got 11 full-time people here downstairs on the phones talking to our customers and getting ready to handle all the new people coming in when tickets go on sale February 8th.
Well, you made a lot of news recently, but let's start. I see you retooled your website, Rick. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was, it's one of those things with technology. You got to keep up. You got to keep things fresh. And, we tailored this one, towards phones and, tablets. The data told us that, the majority of, people were going to our website via their phone or their tablet. So, it's really easy to use. It's a responsive website. So we actually can chat with you or you can call us directly from it. You can access your account real easily. So, we're really happy with it. Of course, it's going to, take time to tweak it and get things exactly where we want it, but we're really happy and excited and have gotten great feedback from folks.
Yeah, important in your business to have something easy to work with, right?
Easy to work with, clean, and very user-friendly, and feel like this achieves those things. And as we continue to get feedback from our fans, we'll continue to make improvements as we go.
Okay, some big infrastructure changes out there. Tell us about your new campground that you're installing.
Yeah, we are super excited. It's we're going into this year, and we'll be announcing here starting February 1st, I think, our plans for our 50th anniversary season, which is this year. And our company continues to make Michigan a priority and have funds available for things as we work through the projects that are here. And we're delighted to create the Turn One Resort this year, which will be a nice high-end camping. It's open to fifth wheels, motor coaches, campers. It comes with access to everything, electric, water. It's got permanent bathrooms, and one of the things I think people are going to really like, besides having their own fire pits and being right there, is it's going to have a game room with pool table and air hockey and a bar and some big TVs. And so it'll be real nice to have kind of a private game room where they can relax and get away from their camper for a little bit. Also, we're adding in some all-you-can-eat seats in Turn 1 where fans will have a countertop at their seat to sit at. The ticket packages are $85 for individuals when they go on sale, but they're available to groups first. Starting at $75 for a group of 10, that includes your race on Sunday, and all you can eat for 2 hours that day as well. So should be a really nice opportunity for them. They can walk right behind their seats through the all you can eat tent. Fabulous buffet, picnic style. Call it a 4th of July picnic kind of style with burgers and dogs and potato salad and all that good stuff. And then sit in their seats and watch the race and eat. So should be awesome.
Anybody else have a high-end campground like that, Rick?
Yeah, they're scattered around. We have one here, too. It's our Apex. It's over in Turn 4. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the game room. It's got a fire pit, though, a big like living room-style fire pit for folks. And that when that was built, I think, I'm going to guess, because I wasn't here 5 years ago, 6 years ago, mm-hmm. It sold out immediately, and there's a waiting list of folks that we're going to be calling about this one. And we'll go from there. So just again, trying to adapt to what fans are asking us for. Same with the all you can eat seats, Craig. It's there's been nothing like that here. There's super high end hospitality in the Champions Club and in the suites, the Pit Road Suites, and all that's gorgeous. The acceleration tent is again, a higher end offering for the whole weekend, where this just gets you your Sunday ticket. and kind of has it's kind of aimed at that medium-sized business that maybe just wants to bring 10 people out and
sure.
and have a good experience. So just continuing to try to adapt the offerings we have here to meet today's needs.
Are you seeing more people that come in with the big rigs, Rick, and spend 4 and 5, 6 days?
Yeah, that's been pretty common here for a long time, Craig, and it continues to grow as we continue to add entertainment in our campgrounds, and we're getting ready to announce that. Last year, we unleashed a bunch of new stuff, and we're going to bring back some favorites and add some more this year, and we've continued with the free concerts. It's 38 Special on Saturday in June, and Cadillac 3 on Saturday in August. That's free with your Sunday ticket, but we're also adding... You know, we added church services. Bingo was a huge hit for people last year. We're adding that back. Working with local businesses to get some prizes to help continue to encourage our fans to go and visit our community while they're here, and not just stay here at the track. And so we're gonna continue to push and take the approach that we can hit a lot of little singles in the campgrounds and create great entertainment for everybody throughout. We're talking with Experience Jackson again. Mindy and her crew do such an awesome job over there about running some bus trips into Jackson again. So we're excited. We've got a lot of good stuff.
Well, speaking of concerts, Faster Horses, you couldn't get a much better lineup than that.
That's what I said last year, but look what happened, right?
Wow.
So, super lineup, Blake Shelton, Brooks and Dunn on Saturday, and Florida Georgia Line on Sunday. So just a tremendous event. They're going through the renewal process now. Those tickets go on sale February 9th. So the 8th and 9th are going to be a couple busy days around here, but we're ready. And just really looking forward to continuing to work with the folks at Live Nation and create the best country music festival in the country.
And, Rick, I see you're continuing. You've always had a great relationship with Firekeepers Casino.
Yeah, we have had a couple, and we've got some more that we'll be announcing in a couple weeks that I can't talk about. But we've built, the team here for years did a great job building a fabulous relationship with Firekeepers, and it's a privilege to be in the seat to continue that. And we're signed on for many years to come with them, and also the same. I could repeat the same words. The team did a great job with their relationship with LTI Printing, and they moved from the Truck Series to the Xfinity Series this year, and mm-hmm. and signed on for many years as well. So things are really, really, really going well over here right now, and. Of course, Greg, we're coming off that fabulous Nightlights, stuff that we had here that just the community really loved and embraced. And I don't know if you saw the press release we sent right after the holidays. But I think the thing that makes me the proudest of working in a place like this, besides the people that I work with, but we as a staff over here this year, we adopted a family through the Salvation Army instead of giving each other gifts. And that was a nice, rewarding feeling. But as a group, everything here, AmeriCrown, MIS Cares, MIS, in terms of cash and goods and services and in-kind donations, everything all added together, we benefited our community, specifically in Jackson and Lenawee counties, for the most part, I'd say 90% of it, to the tune of a little over $900,000 last year. And that's who we want to be and who we plan on continuing to be. So really, really proud to be a part of that.
That's an amazing number, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah.
How do you assess your first year, Rick?
A lot of lessons learned, Greg, right? Good lessons. I think I think a key to success is being willing to challenge yourself beyond where you're comfortable and being able to handle things as they come continue to grow and work hard and challenge the people around you to grow and develop their skill sets. And I think for the most part, really, really good year. But at the end of the day, some lessons learned and looking to continue to improve it and make it better. And I got to tell you that's just kind of the personality I have and we have as a group here, which is we just always want to do a little better than we did before. And that's what makes it fun. And we're in a business where it resets every year, so we get that challenge back for us every year. And we're really proud of how hard we work over here and the things we do to create memories for folks.
Well, you were a baseball guy, but big events are big events, aren't they, Rick?
They really are, and that's been the real fun for me personally, besides the people and getting to know the team over here and becoming a part of their family. Besides that, the community and really, I think we've kind of adopted, we're looking at this thing like, you know, the race kind of takes care of itself. It's the best drivers in the world competing right. on one of the best stages in the world. NASCAR does a fabulous job. They're working on a lot of things. Of course, we've got a new package on the cars for the Xfinity race, the same one that ran at Indy last year, which should bunch the cars up a little more for that race on the LTI Printing 250. And so that's going to be exciting action. And at the end of the day, NASCAR continues to work to make the racing action the best it can be here. And our job is to focus on our fans and our community. And having that week-long opportunity with people here to create entertainment and layers of things for people to do is just it's just a ton of fun.
Well, you must be picking New England Super Bowl.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No,
Eagles.
You're a Philly guy.
I'm a Philly. I was born in Philadelphia, grew up just outside of it, and but I've been a Philadelphia fan long enough to know that the Patriots will probably win. I hate to sound like a guy who doesn't root for his team, but when you get your heart broken that many times over the years, at some point you just sort of go, all right, I kind of expect it until it happens. But I think the Super Bowl sets up great. The Pats fans are used to their team, you know, getting to the point where they feel like their team's really going to lose this time, and they pull it out. And Eagles fans are kind of used to getting to the point where as soon as you actually believe they could do it, they lose. So I think it's set up well for an early lead for the Eagles and a win for the Pats. But I certainly hope that the Eagles pull it out.
Well, I'm pulling for your Eagles. That was quite a performance against the Vikings.
Holy cow! Right?
Yeah.
I mean, who thought? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially after the couple, it almost made you think that they kind of laid down for the couple prior weeks, right? And I know nobody lays down in the NFL. That's not what I'm saying, but hopefully Foles has found a groove and the offense has gelled with him a little bit. And you know, I mean, they literally picked apart the league's best defense in the regular season. So hopefully that translates to a good game this weekend.
Yeah, that was kind of a stunner. So tickets on sale February 8th.
February 8th, 888-905-7223, or the newly redesigned mispeedway.com. Tickets start as low as $35. Camping starts at $160, and we are packed full of entertainment. And when we talk about the 50th anniversary, Greg, we have worked with the folks at Penske, the folks at Hendrick Motorsports, the NASCAR Hall of Fame. There will be and I'm not going to give too many details away, but there will be a display of automobile history here. The manufacturers have cooperated and jumped in, and we've gotten a lot of great industry support and car support to celebrate the auto history in Michigan and Detroit and in this area, and to celebrate 50 years of awesome racing here. We'll incorporate everything from some of our IndyCar history to a lot of the NASCAR history, and I think it's going to be a really, 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 really great couple weekends, and people really ought to just come down and check it out.
Rick Brenner, President, Michigan International Speedway. Appreciate the visit, Rick.
Thank you, sir. All the best.
Take care.